Mimi goes potty. Story by Ethan Zhou. Heying Books. Mimi is building a tower with her building blocks. When, without even noticing it, she wets her pants. Uh-oh. Mimi's dog Jojo slips on the puddle and falls flat on his back. Mimi and Mommy go to the park. Mimi sees water gushing out of a hose. She really wants to go potty. But before Mimi can tell her Mommy, she's wet her pants again. Now, even the slide is wet. Mommy buys a little potty chair for Mimi. Mimi uses it as a bed for Bunny. She doesn't want to sit on it. She's afraid she'll make Bunny's bed yucky. Mommy asks Bunny to help. She gives Bunny lots of water to drink. Then she says, "Bunny wants to go potty." Mimi helps pull down Bunny's pants. Bunny sits on the potty chair.
Yay! You went potty in the potty chair! I want to go potty now too!
But Mimi can't sit still. One minute she's chasing after Jojo. The next minute, she spies the mailman.
I wonder what's in that big package,
she thinks. Mimi doesn't go potty even once in the potty chair. Grandma says to Mommy,
Mimi may not be quite ready yet. Maybe she needs a little more time.
Weeks and months go by. Mimi wears diapers every day. She plays happily. Nobody asks her to sit on the potty chair. One day, Mimi says to Mommy,
"Read me a story!"
Now, Mimi knows how to say what she wants. One book. Two books. Three books. When Mommy finishes reading the third book, The Potty Story, Mimi dashes over to the potty chair.
I made potty in the potty chair!
Mommy claps her hands for Mimi.
Good for you, Mimi!
She says with a big smile. Now, Mimi goes potty in the potty chair. And she loves it most when Mommy reads the potty story.